Good Monday morning and welcome to the Get the Scoop Radio Show. This is Kristen Hildebrand. I'm Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture, and right alongside with me here each and every weekday morning is Chris Schalk. He's Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Kristen.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I'm so full. I'm still full.
Okay, see, I was about to ask you, are you stuffed?
I am.
Like the turkey, are you stuffed?
Okay, all right. My question is your tree up, or how many of your trees are up?
I have one official tree up, and I'm thinking about putting up another one. I actually bought a new Christmas tree.
Really?
Yes, and it's a flocked Christmas tree. I've been wanting a flocked Christmas tree forever, ever, ever, ever. And anyway, I just couldn't pay the price of what some of them cost. And so anyway, I have a flocked Christmas tree this year.
That's great. Mm-hmm. That's great.
So what about your Christmas tree?
Well, I was at 9 o'clock on Black Friday. I showed up at the farm and got a tree cut, and we got it up.
I was going to say, is it Baxter?
Baxter's the dog. Yeah, he loves the real Christmas tree because there's Christmas punch. He drinks the tree water, folks. He drinks the tree water. Okay.
Just a lot of good fun, especially after Thanksgiving.
That's right. That's right.
And now, officially, we are hearing Christmas music.
That's right.
On the radio. So it's a good time of year just to hear that music that we haven't heard for so long. But, Chris, another thing that we're getting ready for the holiday season is we're buying gifts for the people that are closest to us. And so if you have a farmer that's on your Christmas list this year, Chris has got some suggestions for us about what possibly we could buy for them.
Yeah, I think farmers get a bad rap of being hard to buy for.
I think they're very practical, though.
They like practical gifts, but then you also have to think about, and we'll talk about this, I think, in the fact that they are practical, so they're not going to buy things that they would seem frivolous.
Mm-hmm. True, true, true.
Okay. So I want you to think about some things that you have in your life that the farmer might be able to use that would be that they might even seem frivolous. And to me, that's a lot of the Bluetooth accessories.
Really?
Now, yeah. So whether it's the Bluetooth headphones, as I touch my headphones like you all can see them, is the Bluetooth headphones are for hearing protection, or maybe it's a Bluetooth speaker to have in the shop, or maybe it's a Bluetooth headset or microphone communication that they can use in the tractor. I think they will see that as frivolous. Now, you may or may not have to show them how to use it. Okay,
you're laughing as you said that.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, some of us have a little bit of trouble, but
it's just a newer technology.
It's a newer technology. And I love my Bluetooth stuff. And, you know, I mean, I've got the Bluetooth radio in my truck. I mean, I've got an old pickup truck. Anybody knows me, I got an old pickup truck. But I got a good radio in it because there's a song, country song. There ain't nothing wrong with the radio, right? Okay. All right. So, but, you know, those are really nice accessories. They add to safety. If you got the headsets and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And like I said, in the shop, it's really nice. A nice Bluetooth speaker in the workshop, because what that gives you is they can listen to their music. They can listen to the Get the Scoop Radio Show podcast.
Woohoo!
And when their phone rings, they can hear that. And sometimes hear it above the thing, above the noise in the shop.
Yes.
So to me, that's something to think about.
Win-win. Okay?
Yeah, Bluetooth accessories. Other things that I think you can help out, or some practical gifts for the farmers, is, you know, I think we farmers have a tendency, at least I am, I think sometimes we're more sentimental. All right, we've talked about that. So I think pictures and things of that nature sometimes hold more meaning than we realize.
So are you talking about like maybe having a family photo?
Either having a family photo session or put together a family, a collage type photo. And that could be a digital collage that would be maybe running on some sort of device that you have there in the house. Or it might be physically pictures. And I think about my dad's shop. He has a lot of picture collages of, you know, my kids and the horses or you know, all the grandkids or whatnot, and even pictures of when we were little. But, you know, I think about those kind of things. So let's think about the high-tech and the low-tech for Gifts for Farmers. And you're going to come back tomorrow.
Yes.
And talk about gifts for the gardener, correct?
Yes. So we've got back-to-back gift-giving ideas for this Christmas season. So make sure you come back here with us each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop with Chris and Kristen. A big shout-out and a thank you to all of our sponsors that make the show possible, like Farmers Regional Livestock Market and the folks over at Hobdy Dye and Reed. So get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.